Now, it's graduation week at the University of the Western Cape this week, and as always, there are many beautiful stories of people who have overcome incredible obstacles and done amazing things and worked incredibly hard to get to the opportunity to walk across that stage. There's so many stories to choose from, but there is one this year that really stood out for me, and that is the story of Carla Wilkinson, a young woman who will be graduating tomorrow with a master's degree in public administration. Carla was born with profound hearing loss, and she has faced major challenges along her path to success, not only because of her deafness, but also because of several personal tragedies she has had to overcome along the way. She's never given up, though, and ahead of her graduation, her mother, Farina, wrote a very beautiful letter celebrating her achievements. And before I introduce you to both of them, I want to just read to you a little bit from that letter. I hope I can get through it without tearing up, because I have done so every time I've read it so far. Farina wrote, "I am filled with immense pride as a mother, eager to share the remarkable journey of my daughter, Carla Wilkinson. Born deaf with a profound hearing loss of 98%, specialists advised sending her away to a special school in Worcester for deaf learners. But I steadfastly refused. Instead, my late husband and I worked tirelessly with her at home until she was accepted at the Karel de Tooy Centre in Parow, a miraculous place where the deaf learn to speak from age 3 to 8. Despite numerous challenges, my Carla persevered. She moved to mainstream school, attended Holy Cross Sisters Primary and Settlers High School. She pursued her B.Admin degree at the University of the Western Cape, went on to complete her honours, and is now graduating with a Master's in Public Administration. She's been accepted to complete her PhD, and I cannot even imagine putting my joy into words. Congratulations, my dear daughter. Your resilience fills me with hope, inspiring others never to surrender. Your story is a beacon of perseverance, urging everyone to seize the world with unwavering determination." Both Farina and Carla are with us in studio today, and it's so wonderful to have you both with us. Not a dry eye in the house between us, I'm afraid. Carla, congratulations in advance of tomorrow. Tomorrow is the actual graduation day, yes?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you so much for having us here.
Such a pleasure, and it's a real privilege to have you here. For those who are wondering, Carla is conducting this interview by lip reading, so I'm sitting a little bit away from my microphone, making sure she can see my lips. But you also have use of a hearing aid, which boosts your hearing.
Yes, I'm wearing a hearing aid in the left ear, and in the right ear it's not necessary to wear one because I'm completely deaf in the right ear.
Okay.
So my good ear is actually the left ear.
Okay. Carla, what was it like for you growing up as a child with hearing loss? What were some of the biggest challenges you faced?
In my young school life, I would say my challenges was not being able to see the teacher speak, turning the back towards, and you know, I had to wear the FM system as well. My mom can even speak so much about it because they had to get me to the audiologist to get all these systems in place. Eventually in high school, I kind of gave up on it because people started making fun of me in the school. And so, yeah, there's a lot of challenges. But in the end, when I started with my matric year, I decided to just focus on self-study. So self-study is where I managed to pass all the way, doing the best I can. So, yeah, that was my in my young lifetime.
Doing the best she can. Clearly something she kept on doing. Farina, I mean, I know how fiercely proud you are of where she's got to. What was it like for you as her mom? You know, I read your letter and I thought immediately of something somebody once said to me about parenting, that you're only ever as happy as your unhappiest child, that your life is only ever as easy as the difficulty your children are facing. What was it like for you to watch Carla growing up, fighting for her to have access to the world, knowing the kind of challenges she's just described to us that she was going through?
Thanks for having us, Pippa. Really, this is an outstanding child that just pushed her way through all the hard challenges, because we didn't know what was actually wrong with her throughout her childhood. She had no language. They actually said with the first test that she's deaf and dumb at the age of 3.
Sure.
And at the age of 3, normal children speak, mommy, daddy, and she had no language, like everything was dubba go go gubba. So we eventually, took her to the specialist, and they couldn't find anything wrong. And they said, well, we'll send you to a speech therapist because you're worried about her not talking. And speech therapist said, no, first audiology to pick up on the hearing and there we were sitting with, yes, you have a deaf child. And it hit us. I had a newborn baby. My late Samantha was 2 months old and Carla was diagnosed with being deaf. Big challenges, but, you know, Carl Latoit said we can't take her because she was diagnosed in November and they'd already had their group of children for January. But to be accepted at Carl Latoit, you had to have two letter syllables, something like, I want, give me. And so her father and I sat with her day and night. So from November to January, Carla had three word syllables. It's pick me up, which is pick me up.
Yeah.
Hospital, things like that. They had no choice. They had to take her because she surpassed everybody else. Tremendous, tremendous Carl Latoit school. And, you know, I just cannot explain how grateful we are to them where they teach the deaf to speak. And then from there, we had to find a school. After they said Worcester, we said no. It was very difficult because a school said, oh, we'll pray for her, but we can't accept her. Mm. But lucky for us, we got onto Holy Cross Sisters in Belleville, in Bloemhof, and they said we had a boy that just passed. He was our top student, a deaf boy called Shane Edgar. And so, yes, we'll give you Carla a chance, but we need to interview her. So Carla goes in, and we weren't allowed to go in with her, of course, panicking, mommy and daddy sitting on the sidelines. And then she came out in 5 minutes and said, we're taking her. And I said, what happened? She said, well, I asked Carla, how did you get here? And Carla said, with transport, of course. And that set the trend of Carla being at that school. And they really worked hard with her. We still had the guidance of Carl Latoit. They kept in touch right through. Yeah, the challenges with Matric, in Settlers High School is she had to actually give this little SVM system to each teacher. Every class she went into to put it in their pockets so that if their backs were turned, Carla was allowed to or was able to hear where she had a little setting that could only pick up what they was talking about. Mm. But like she said, they made fun of her. She cried every day. And we'd paid a lot of money for this thing, but she didn't want it. She was having none of it. Why am I different? It's not going to work. I'm not having it. And then she decided, well, I'm going to challenge myself. And she made it. She passed matric. It's very difficult because a deaf child was only taught one language. And, you know, in South Africa, Afrikaans is a big challenge. And we were told, well, if you want her to leave Afrikaans, she has to go privately to study another subject to take the place of Afrikaans because we don't have the facilities at the school. We pushed through.
Sure.
Thank goodness for me. My husband was born in Pretoria, and so he, you know, we could deal with a little bit of the Afrikaans. And here she is today, a UWC baby.
And about to start a PhD.
Absolutely.
I mean, UWC, the experience of being a student, Carla, was it different from what you'd experienced in high school? Did you feel that you were treated differently and allowed to flourish differently?
Yes, definitely. I call UWC as my second home. Everybody that I've met there, from the cleaners, from the first lectures in the first year to where I am now, and many of them know me, have seen me, how I've grown up over the last almost 14 years, from 2010 to 2013, and of course this year. And I even have a UWC mom, because she's been looking after me there as well from honors year.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of people that I worked with, and I must say I applaud them, I honor them as well, because there were times that I had to go to some lectures after classes, make appointments so that I can understand what we were taught in the class, because there was a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were willing to make time for me, you know, and even after their hours, that's what made me go through, especially in my bachelor's year, because I did have a lot of challenges. I did actually fail some modules, but then I passed in the second semester, was even better because it was a different environment for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm very, very happy where I've been studying because, you know, they've been looking after me from even the disability section. They give you kind of like a support with the disabled students in UWC. So, so that's where I am now.
Amazing. And I know they're fiercely proud of how well you've done,
yes,
Carla. I can see that in the tone of the communication with them. There's one other quite remarkable aspect to your story that I want to mention. You've mentioned Carla's dad. Yes. Farina, he was passionate about music. And I can imagine that when you got that diagnosis that your child is deaf, that must have been a big shock. He must have wondered, how do I share this thing that I love so much with a child who can't experience it the same way I do? Mm. What was that like?
Well, you know, my husband was the famous Vic Wilkinson. Google him. You'll probably find out who he is. One of South Africa's top trombonists, been in all the major orchestras. Army band, 40 years from Air Force band to Army band, retired. My late husband, that was his life. I mean, music was his life. And he wanted his children to follow him. And when Carla was diagnosed, so that first day, he took to drinking, which is sad. But then he said, I'm not going to go on with this life. I am going to work with my child to get her to some sort of musical ability. And he bought her a little Casio tone piano thing, you know? Those.
Yeah.
And he taught her the chords, whatever it is. I'm not musically inclined. So anyway, and Carla was taught by her dad and eventually got to primary school. Holy Cross Sisters had a tremendous musical department. She was taught by the nuns to play the piano, and Dad helped along the way. He helped her with things that, you know, that little bit of extra. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Carla made it. She plays the piano today. She plays beautifully. She studied under UNISA. Deaf people, just to give you a little bit of background, cannot really hear the music, but they feel the music under their feet. Mm. And this is what makes me so proud, because Carla felt the music. She was able to read music. She had all the books, and she would play perfectly. People could not believe that this child was deaf.
Amazing.
And he was in his, you know, very, very excited that his child actually followed it. Her sister, her late sister that passed away, also was trained to play piano, but she chose to be a singer. So she did a lot of choral music and I Stedfords with choirs.
Yeah.
But she took after her dad as far as the music ability came through.
Carla, I can see from the smile on your face what that meant to you. I mean, that your dad's not with you anymore to see you graduate tomorrow. But I would imagine every time you sit down at a piano, you must feel his presence with you.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, if it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't be where I am as well today. In terms of the music, I must say it's one of my passions and it's one of the things that calms you down. It's one of the things where I can just close the door and just play whatever. And I enjoy it a lot because I think it's part of our generation coming down from my dad and my grandmother from his side of the family and his father. So it's kind of, you know, all going down the generational ways. But, so I'm very, very happy to where I am now.
I know you've needed an outlet like that. You've faced a lot of personal tragedy in the last few years, Carla, including the loss of your sister while studying towards this degree, not so?
Yes. I lost my sister, and in 29 days I also lost the father of my children. And it was not a time where I was not in a good space. I couldn't even be able to continue with the studying as well. So I had to put that on hold for that year as well. And I was also admitted in hospital for COVID. So my sister passed away from COVID, my younger sister, and my husband as well from COVID. Sure. I was in the hospital and he was still okay. And then 2 weeks later, he was gone as well.
So, I'm so sorry.
It was a traumatic time for us and our family and my children and my sister's children as well. And for my mom too. So yeah, it's one of the things that actually motivated me to finish, because I knew they were shouting from down there to say, finish this, you can do this, finish it, almost there, you know. So yeah.
And tomorrow you get to walk across that stage and grasp that degree and say to them, I did it.
Yes.
And your mom is going to be there watching. And Farina, I mean, how are you feeling? I can see it's a very emotional moment for you to be sharing the story, and I know from that later how proud you are of everything that Carla has achieved. But what is it going to mean to you to be there tomorrow to watch her graduate?
Thanks, Papa. I've always been proud of Carla, because everything that we pushed her to do, she did it. She went the extra mile. But this master's degree has been coming on for about 4 years, and she was supposed to finish, like she said, in 2021. And then the tragedy hit our family. It was very, very difficult. Her sister had actually planned her graduation party for that year.
Oh.
And so in honor of her, you know, we are doing a party on Saturday. But it's, my pride has no bounds. And my joy in that, you know, I know the two of them and Daddy is watching over her. They will be with us in spirit tomorrow. And I'm just overjoyed that she can now go forward with her life. She has so many aspirations, so many dreams to better her life, better her children's lives, and her nephew and her niece. So she's just a go-getter. She's got something planned, something big we're not allowed to talk about right now.
Ooh.
Hopefully it pans out tomorrow as well. So there's a double celebration for tomorrow. And, you know, Carla just pushes herself. You know, even when she's down, and she has been very down, she just says, you know what, I'm going to pull myself up on my bootstrings and I'm just going to do it. I don't care what, how. Mommy, just take charge of the kids. And so she used to stay late at work to try and get the master's things done. It's amazing at the type of things that she's had to write. I stand in awe because I have no idea some of the things that she wrote in her thesis.
Hmm.
But I am so, so happy. You know, not just the letter, but I feel in my heart that she's, you know, she's put herself out there and she just said, look, disability, I don't care. Because she was taught from small, mommy wears glasses, mommy cannot see. I wear hearing aids because I cannot hear. And she put herself out there, and look where she is now. She's doing master's, getting a graduation tomorrow, and I am so happy.
And another thing I also want to add is I never thought when I finish my matric that I will be studying for bachelor's degree. So to get from there to where I am now is quite a big surprise for myself, too. So, I'm very proud of myself. I must say I'm very, very thankful to my mother for everything, because without her, I also wouldn't be here. Without her teaching me how to speak, teaching me all the things from the scratch, from the beginning, I wouldn't be here. Yeah.
I want to thank both of you for being here in our studio today. This has just been the most remarkable story to celebrate. Carla, congratulations to you. Good luck for the PhD. I can't believe you signed up for more of it, but good luck.
And
Farina, I hope tomorrow is filled with joy. I know how proud you are. I know it must be very bittersweet when you look back on the losses of the last few years, but we wish you a joyful day celebrating tomorrow. You've got us all on the edge of the cliff wondering what the other big thing is. Please tell us when you're able to, so that I can tell the listeners. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today, and our very best wishes to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Carla and Farina Wilkinson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.